It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Thursday, USDA released their June crop production supply and demand estimates. This report gave us an idea of just, where some of our winter wheat or where our wheat production is going to fall. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the wheat numbers.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's June crop production supply and demand estimate for wheat was slightly friendly as production was cut a little bit more than anticipated. Starting off, USDA made no changes to the old crop numbers for as far as wheat was concerned. They did increase the national average price from $5 to $5.05. But as far as the new crop numbers were concerned, USDA did come in and make a few adjustments. Yield for winter wheat was dropped about 0.8 of a bushel. That resulted in the national yield dropping 0.5 bushel to 47 bushels per acre. That trimmed wheat production 18 million bushels, putting it at 1.5 billion. That followed through to decrease stocks by the same 18 million, putting stocks now at 744 million bushels. That was 17 million less than expected by the trade. What was a surprise, though, is that USDA also lowered the national average price for wheat, this time by 50 cents, putting it at $6. But looking at the winter wheat production, all winter wheat production is now estimated at 1.5 billion bushels. That was 14 million bushels below expectations, 18 below the previous month. It all came in winter wheat, as winter wheat production is now expected to just be over 1 billion bushels, 1.03 billion exactly. That was down 11 from expectations and 18 from the previous month. Hard red winter wheat was the one that captured the biggest decrease, as production there is estimated at 497 million bushels, down 11 from expectations and down the 18 million bushels that from the previous month. For hard red spring and durum, production is estimated to be at 513 million bushels. That was down 3 from the previous month. Looking at world numbers, USDA really came in and made little changes to anything as far as the world was concerned. Some adjustments mainly to Russia and Ukraine numbers. But other than that, stocks came in at 275 million metric ton. That was 1.1 above expectations, but only 400,000 metric ton above the previous month. In all, this report was actually friendly to the wheat market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.